Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I miss you.
It's 30 and 10 seconds. We're late.
You ready?
We're late.
Wait, we're behind.
Everyone, when should we clap?
You do a
1:30, 20.
We do an easy 3-2-1 clap.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we're good.
What's good, Boston? Welcome to Waypoint Radio Live. We are coming to you live, like we rarely do, from Boston, from the Dragonfly Theater. I'm Austin Walker, and we are here for Waypoint Radio Live, plus our Laura Reasons Mark of Mastery exam. Joining me today, eager to talk about Kingdom Hearts, Rob Zachney.
Hey, what's up?
Also with me, Natalie Watson, at our first PAX ever.
Yeah, I'm a child.
Patrick, I've been to every PAX ever, Klepik.
Oni-chan, my hips are moving on their own.
What the fuck?
Close that window.
What did you search?
Take his phone.
Greatest anime quotes.
Please.
According to Pantsu Witch.
Pantsu Witch? Pantsu Witch knows her stuff. And of course, our examiner himself, Kato, is here with us.
Also his first PAX.
Also, Kato's first PAX.
Yeah.
First PAX for Kato
first
also.
First convention.
First, no.
That's not
first
true.
PAX. Wow, dragged.
Convention.
No, I meant like games convention.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Are you having a good time? No, okay, you know what? Here's real talk. Yesterday, I was like, so Kato, what'd you see at the floor? And he's like, I've never been there in my life. Never. He sat in the media room to prepare our quiz.
I made this.
For literally 8 hours. Like, Kato, you have to go see games.
I will eventually.
Have you been to the floor yet?
No.
He saw a game today. I took him to a game.
Should we talk about games? What should we talk about? What are we doing here?
You have a slideshow, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay. We do have a slideshow.
You know what? You prepared the slideshow.
We're going to use it, goddammit.
Show us the slideshow. What's Waypoint Radio Live? That's us.
Yeah, that's us.
Okay.
Hi.
When we first got to Boston, we did something special together as a team.
What did we do? I don't remember. Oh, right. Yes. When we launched our website, moments after, apparently, a seafood restaurant here in Boston, also...
Cambridge.
In Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Near Boston.
Near Boston. Across the water. It's water.
River.
Okay.
That has water in it.
Yeah, H2O.
So it has dihydrogen monoxide.
I wouldn't be too confident of that, knowing the Charles, but...
Okay, fair. And we're like, well, there's this seafood restaurant named Waypoint. We should go. We shouldn't go for dinner because we should go somewhere else for dinner, which we're not saying. Veggie Galaxy was good.
Veggie Galaxy was really good.
And so we're going to go for a nightcap. Rob had a great suggestion. Let's go for a nightcap at this bar/seafood restaurant.
It's a short walk.
Was it a short walk?
1 to 3 miles. Who can know?
So we get there and we're like, all right, Waypoint. We should get a photo. And as you see, Natalie was so eager to get in the photo that she charged in. And then we have to get a team photo. So we handed our phone to a random passerby.
Not great.
He was holding the phone like this, you're just like,
immediately knew we need someone else.
And Patrick, who has, you know, humility, was like, it's fine. We should just go. And then Natalie and I were like, no.
Absolutely
not. Let's bother
not.
Another fucking stranger.
He was very nice, and he knew what he was doing.
He didn't know. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to take a few.
He was like, I'm going to horizontal it.
He was like,
vertical.
I'm going to get the sign.
Great photo.
I'm going to get great team photo, Waypoint. And so then we were like, all right, now let's go in to get our drink. And Waypoint.
It was closed.
So Rob, what did you tell us at this point?
So there's a couple other places that are also a short walk. up into Harvard Square, and it'll just be a few minutes. And if you need to go to the bathroom again, it'll just be a few minutes. So just be cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We should point out that at dinner at Veggie Galaxy, like several people had to go to the bathroom. It's like, nah.
Well, wait.
Save that piss for
a waypoint. It's only a walk away. Wait, we'll be good.
Hold on. That was not my call. Everyone was like, we need to get out of Veggie Galaxy. I don't know why. I don't know what they did.
We wanted to go for the nightcap.
Okay.
The nightcap at 8 p.m. So yeah, Waypoint was closed, unfortunately. So we went for walks, and then Rob literally led us to the other place listed on that sheet.
Yeah.
But it was filled
Sister
with
Sister restaurant.
Yeah, Alden and Harlow.
But it was filled with
suits. It was suits.
There were suits in
Men
there.
Who had ties on that were more expensive than anything I own.
Yes.
We could feel capitalism all around us.
Squares.
Oh no.
So we went to like I would say the antidote to capitalism, which was a bar playing fusion jazz.
Yeah.
Essentially, imagine the Persona 5 soundtrack played live, and like that's what we had while we played.
And we played some pool.
I'm good at pool.
Natalie's good at pool.
Yeah, I am.
You should pay attention in the back if you can. Just try to look at the drummer. Not the drummer, the keyboardist.
The keyboardist.
Also look at Rob's great face. So yeah, the best thing about this bar was that the keyboardist had a Sonic hat on. Also, we talked to them. They're called Crosswalk...
Not Chainsaw.
Crosswalk Anarchy.
Yes.
Though Natalie kept calling them Chainsaw Massacre.
I don't know why. It stuck in my head. I don't know why.
And we were the only ones. Like, they finished and be like, that was super
was the best.
And they would just kind of look at us like, we're not done yet. Do you know how jazz works? Like, chill.
We were embarrassing.
There was a moment. One, they were playing like really good covers of pop songs, but like jazz fusion covers.
They did that cover of Them Changes by Thundercat, which
they did
was
that, which was
tight.
Incredible. So, I mean, that's already a jazz fusion song, but like...
I mean, yeah.
But they were good.
Yeah.
At the very end, we were talking about like Radiohead and Coldplay.
We were talking about how like when Coldplay came on the scene,
right,
they were getting dragged early as just like, oh, they're just like a shitty pop Radiohead. And
right,
like, we were explaining this to Natalie, she's like, I don't understand, because I was like, oh right, that was like a long ass, it's like 15 years ago,
right.
And then immediately we're like finishing our drinks,
you're
we're like
paid.
Paid the bill, we're good, and then like some chords start playing, and at first I was like, is that Coldplay? And I was like, no, that's
it's
Radiohead.
So we had to stay for that. But
I mean, what's the difference?
We're jumping ahead a little bit because there was another thing that happened, which is that there was a wild pool game between who were the teams?
Me and Kato.
Yeah.
Versus me and Rob.
And what was the setup before you?
The setup
this?
For this is that we were getting beaten badly, and
for the second
Kato
game
and
in
I
a row.
Were just it was just a war of attrition. It was just like they're gonna miss that next shot. Like
wait,
we're
hold on.
Good.
Hold on.
Put it somewhere where they can't hit it.
War of attrition means
right.
We had cleared our half of the table.
Uh-huh.
There were a bunch of their balls
Three,
in the way.
Two.
How many balls are there in pool? Three is a lot.
Three's a lot.
That's true.
And so it came down to this.
This is the final moment.
Rob scratches.
Rob scratched.
The eight ball.
And then Patrick embarrassed me publicly by yelling. We were getting looks. They turned down the lights so that we would be quiet.
Do I look like a cryptid in every photo?
You guys.
You take the win where you get it.
Yeah.
Life is hard.
So that was day one for Patrick.
You won
us.
By default, okay?
Default is still a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our day one. We didn't really see any video games, but...
Hold on. There's one more thing we have to talk about.
What is this?
So, we looked at the menu.
Okay, I had this really good idea of a bonding exercise in which we, you know...
Yeah,
Patrick
good.
Lives in Chicago.
Uh-huh. He doesn't see his friends that often. He doesn't have any.
No. Rob lives in what I imagine is like a lakeside country house.
Walden.
I don't know. And I thought it would be a really good idea for us to share a party bowl. But I thought it
what was that? Share a what?
A party bowl.
A party bowl.
I thought it would come with cups. For
I thought it would be a different type
person.
Of bowl, but I, you know, this is fine too.
So we basically made almost a blood pact that night and shared this bowl together. It was beautiful. It was wholesome.
Do you remember this at all, Patrick? Do you remember, Patrick?
What happened next?
I don't know. What happened next?
I don't know.
I see.
I see what happened.
Yeah, I see what happened.
Patrick, you're a dad. And
so, I the next morning I wake up.
Yeah.
Didn't know all these tweets. I did tell Kato tweet that, but I didn't know how far it had spread wide. And so, being an egomaniac, I have a Google alert for my name. I say, I want to see where my stories are being read.
That's not why.
Okay.
That's not why.
First thing that comes up, Reddit thread, Patrick Klupik, comma, party animal. And honestly, if I'm being talked about on Reddit, it's not a good sign.
No.
Turn off Twitter for 24 hours. And actually, it was just like a very wholesome thread of people being like, he's a dad. He doesn't know how to drink anymore. You go out and just like, you're like, I'm with my friends. And you're like, I'm just going to do it like I did it. You can't, man.
You can't get the party bowl anymore.
And a bunch of people just like, I've been there. We've all been there. I was like, thanks, fellow dads. Like, you know, you feel me.
The wildest thing is just like, we did drag Rob really bad while we were walking because we were going so far, walking down strange alleyway. It was a whole thing.
We went one square.
Impossibly far.
What's a square?
I have no idea.
I've never met her.
Four sides.
No, but in the end, you took us to like what was home. It was really the best place
for
us.
It was great.
So thank you, Rob, for being
Thanks,
our
Rob.
Tour guide. Thank Rob.
And I think that band thanks me as well. I think that band was really happy I brought y'all into their show.
Yeah.
They were from Brooklyn, which was extra weird.
Yeah.
I was like, where are you from? You from around here? Like, oh, Brooklyn. Like, what are you doing here? Not PAX, believe it or not. What is game time?
It's
what
game time. I mean, this is a gaming convention, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You wouldn't know, Kato.
No, I have no clue. What is this? Where are we?
PAX.
PAX.
Yeah. Is that a nobody? That's apps, nobody.
Well, honestly, like the distance from where PAX came from, it kind of feels like it's a nobody.
Fair. We saw some video games here.
What is this you gave me?
What is what?
What is
How to struggle, move, grab. They know.
Regrow arm.
Regrow arm and talk. All of my favorite verbs from video games. We literally saw this, 5 minutes ago?
Austin and I, we're looking around the show floor and... we're like, we could just go drink beer before the panel instead. Yeah. And so we're like, all right, let's go head up and go to the Sam Adams pub where they explicitly have a sign that says we do not serve beer. And then went somewhere else. But we saw this really grotesque artwork, beautifully grotesque artwork out of the corner of our eye. We're like, what is that? And it was so we went over and it's this beautiful PAX moment where it's like, these days, so many games are overexposed. You feel like you know everything going in. And the beauty of a PAX or any show that you go to is finding a thing that just completely catches you by surprise. Mm-hmm. And this game called
Struggling. Great name.
It's a two-player, it's a co-op game where you each, some sort of
beast.
Flesh beast. They had a descriptor
three eyes,
that I forget.
A little orb. What if Meatwad was more fleshy?
Yes.
And had an extra eye and two arms that could regrow themselves.
Anything like a Ren and Stimpy aesthetic. Yeah.
I hate it.
Hyper-realistic, but super gross. And you each control an arm with the analog stick, and you're just trying to move through the world.
The world is the inside of a bigger flesh beast.
In which you're trying to blow up parts of it.
It was really good.
It's really fun. It's
over near the other side of the floor. If you go across the way near the
it's a really tiny thing. There's just two PCs and a TV.
But I haven't had that moment in a long time because when you're on the press list, you get a billion emails. You're like, all right, I'll see these six things. It's been so long since I've just seen out of the corner of my eye a thing where I'm hearing people laugh and having a good time.
We watched the trailer. I was like, that seems funny. Looked over, there was an open kiosk, which never happens.
No.
People are sitting in line to play Kingdom Hearts 3. That game is out. And
it
I
is.
Guess that, they do want the gotcha game thing, though. And you did get a free gotcha game thing with that. But it was like that. There's just an open thing. We'll play it. Had a great time. And yep. It was immediately like, all right, next time we do like a live thing, like we're gonna play that game because it would be a lot of fun.
Email that dev and get code. So, yeah. Anybody else see any games before we move on?
Well,
I took Cotto to see his first game.
No, hold on. There's an order. There's a
just jump ahead.
All right. Good. Just go ahead. Fine, we'll
fine,
go back.
Fine.
Falcon Age. I saw today.
That's a bird.
That's guess what?
Bird.
You get that bird when it is a child,
a baby.
And it is cute, and you can pet it, and you can give it a hat, and you can give it a hat that forces it into being a baby bird forever.
That, well, okay, wait. That's illegal.
Can I do that to my daughter?
No! Also illegal!
Can't become a teenager if you don't know how.
No, okay, so you still...
No one who's become a teenager has known how to be a teenager, ever. That's why it's so hard. That's what Kingdom Hearts is about.
We'll get there.
What do you mean by about?
We'll get there.
But what I'll say is you still get the stat upgrades of growing up, okay. But you just look like a baby, which is ideal to me, because babies are...
That's my whole life.
That's literally what you need to take off the hat. Take off the hat.
Plumbers
Patrick.
Come to my front door and go, "Are your parents home?" Motherfucker, I own this home. Eventually I'll own this home. The bank owns this home.
Anyway, this game was really cute. I played it. It was described to me as having like Firewatch type exploration. With some Slime Rancher farming, and I tried out the VR mode because I don't like VR. I get motion sick, but they were like, try the VR mode. Kato was like in the VR mode and was like, try the VR mode. I was like, okay.
It's adorable.
And you can like touch the feathers they ruffle, and then the bird, you go like this, and the bird's head's like this, and it doesn't move. It's really good. It's a fun game. It's coming out in a couple weeks, so I'm really excited for it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Rob, did you see anything? What did you see?
Yeah, I did. I saw a like noir mystery visual novel called
Can you
Night
just
Call.
Say noir mystery again for me?
Noir mystery.
Sounds good.
By Rob's acne soundboard increased.
So Night Call is a visual novel set in, I think, modern Paris. You're a cab driver who is on the trail of a serial killer, and you're the only person who's escaped him. But most of it is just like taxi cab confessions, the visual novel, right? Like people get in your car and they just start talking, and your job is to either, if they want to be drawn out, sometimes they do, you draw them out. Sometimes people just want a silent ride and you just sit there and listen as they sort of unpack what they're going through.
It's my nightmare. It's like, I should never talk in the back of a cab, but I always do. And then when I get out, I go, I fucking shouldn't have said that in front of a person.
Well, and what's cool is the writing is solid enough that like even that moment kind of exists. Like there's people who get out of the cab and they're like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have. Yeah. But I think there's a couple other cool wrinkles here. One is that the entire look of it does have a really cool like 50s noir look to it. So if you know like in old noir movies where they do the rear projection scenes for like cars moving through the night, and it's all just obviously on a set with like film of like city streets at night playing in the background, the game looks like that, and it's all just like stark shadows and like the motion of the streets. The other cool aspect of this is that you're a Muslim cab driver in Paris, and there are, and sort of addressing the fact that there's a lot of like Islamophobia in the wake of the like Charlie Hebdo attacks and such. But where this sort of comes into play is you're a vulnerable person, and there's a lot of people who know they can kind of fuck with you in this game, and like it's sort of navigating those power dynamics. Like there's people who are, they're not out to get you per se, but they know they can turn screws that they couldn't with other people, and you have to like figure out when to push back on that, or when you just have to like just get through this. And it's actually, it seems to be handled pretty well. I talked to the writer. He's put a lot of effort into the research of it, and it is a huge game. He said it's something like 230,000 words of text in it, and so it's like,
I have no context for how many words that is, but it seems like a lot.
Apparently, it's a couple good novels.
Okay.
So this is very much like a detective novel, but in a game, which is like totally my shit.
And you're like basically being a detective from the front seat of a cab, right?
Yeah.
You're like piecing things together from what you've heard. moving around the city.
Yeah, like operating in the area where the killer's been operating and just like picking up fares to like see what you can learn.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very cool. And like picking up suspects, like just being the cab driver who just shows up to this one, you know, this one guy who has a weird connection with a couple of the victims and just you're his cab driver.
That sounds really good. Speaking of vulnerable people, we also saw Warsaw, which was a game I think you and I were both pretty skeptical about going in. If you haven't seen this, it is like, I mean, like, if I give you the soft pitch, it's going to sound great, which like, it's like Darkest Dungeon, but you kill a bunch of Nazis, which like, yeah.
Sounds sick. Great.
But we were skeptical because the Warsaw Uprising is a particularly terrible tragedy in the history of World War II. Lots of innocent people were killed in an effort to try to push the Nazis out of their city in Poland, in Warsaw. And to see that, you know, to see the trailer for it where it's like, they're playing, they're very much trying to play on some heartstrings. And then to see the screenshots, where it's like, that's Darkest Dungeon, but that's like an SS soldier. But like, that person has a Tommy gun. It's very like, ooh, are they going to hit this right? But then we saw it, and I think we both came away pretty impressed, both as a tactics game, where it's kind of a neat evolution of some of the Darkest Dungeon ideas. Natalie, you saw it with us also, where it was, you know, instead of just having like the row of four characters, it's two rows of four characters.
Yeah, it's like staggered.
Yeah, there's like staggered. Yeah, exactly. So it's like a front line and a back line.
Yeah.
And there's like objects to hide behind and take cover behind and some interesting angle. Like if you're in the back row, you can shoot the front row better and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, I think even after the demo, it wasn't until we talked to the lead dev that we ended up being pretty enamored by the ways in which that team is going about telling this story.
Yeah, we sort of... We'd sort of seen enough of the game to realize that the gameplay decisions they'd made were, you know, smarter and better than we were expecting.
Right.
But how was it going to tackle the overall theme of the story?
And we knew it would be grim because, like, so there's ammo counting. There's, like, you know, resource management. There's a moment when one of the characters you unlock is, like, a 14-year-old boy.
Less than that.
Younger.
I think he's younger, but the guy said 14. And I was
he
like,
he said he was 14?
Yeah, I think that's a
he's
lie.
He's, like, on the floor.
Playing with, like, a toy
like
train.
Like, a toy train set.
Like, he's one of my
fighters.
He looks
like Donald, but... More baby.
Is Donald a baby?
No, not
oh, Donald. Donald from Fire Emblem.
My son.
Your son, Donald.
Yes,
yes. Yes.
Patrick.
It's just like, ooh, like, but then in talking to him.
Yeah, we sort of talked about both how it's going to address the fact that this was an uprising that ultimately failed, right? That eventually, like, the Red Army doesn't come to the rescue. The Nazis crack down and wipe everyone out in Warsaw. But the other part of this that we wanted to get into was how is this game going? Like, this is a Polish developer, and one of the things that's happening in Poland right now is there's a really resurgent neo-Nazi movement in Poland. And so we sort of asked, like, you know, how this game is going to be in dialogue with this political moment. And it was a really fascinating answer that he gave. Basically, this game is really sort of coming out of that sort of trauma of realizing that, like, holy shit, this could be happening here again right now. And he gave some really good answers. He, you know, he said growing up in Poland, you grow up surrounded by memorials to the memorials to the Holocaust, and many of the worst concentration camps are in Poland. And so he thought, well, with that much history, with that much of a legacy in Poland, obviously that's one thing we don't have to worry about.
Nazis
that's
never again.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
obviously
not coming back.
Yikes.
And so he sort of, you know, in the interview, he sort of just says to us, never in my wildest dreams did I think this would be happening again in my lifetime in Poland.
He was always he was also very upfront, like, listen, like, we could be making the game where we try to whitewash this and we try to, like, make sure there's no swastikas in this game and where the Nazis are not a particular historical group that have a tie to a specific nationality. We could just have, like, the fascists.
You didn't
like,
have to do the specific event.
But he did. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, the thing that was wild, he was like, I wanted to make a game about this particular event.
Yeah.
And it started as a Metroidvania. Like, that's not right. That they made it. They made, like, a prototype of it. Like, this doesn't capture what that is. And so they started over. They looked around. They decided a tactics game. They played with that a little bit. And, you know, in the end, he was like, I know we're going to get a lot of shit for this game. I know there are going to be people online who are pissed about it. And, like, fuck them, kind of. Like, this is the game we have to make. We're going to make a game that is interesting as a tactics game, but is also not going to shy away from this history. And, like, that was dope. It was, again, I came into it pretty skeptical and left it pretty excited. So, speaking of tactics games... Patrick, you saw a tactics game that was kind of just announced.
It's hard pivot. what if tactics game where you turn bad guy into cow for two turns.
That's not the same as World War II, no?
Okay. As far as I know, Rob, correct the record.
No cow magic in World War II, Rob?
The Russian resistance actually did operate in rural areas. No. They found a lot of creative solutions.
Okay.
Fallen Heroes is a game announced just before PAX that is a tactics spinoff of Divinity Original Sin in that world, made by Larian Studios. I played the first one, really liked it, having to get around to the second one because I was explaining to, like, the CEO. He's like, did you play the second one? Because, like, this takes place after the second one. We're going to spoil the second one for you. I was like, it's cool. It was like, 5 years ago, you tell me 90-hour game. I'm like, hell yeah. Now you tell me 90-hour game, and I'm like, I could play 10 other games. I was like, but I've heard your game is amazing, and I'm into tactics games. And, like, the short version of this is that, yeah, it's the combat engine of Divinity Original Sin, in which, if you haven't played that, like, some of the trick to Original Sin is it's a lot of, like, elemental attacks playing off each other. So you're doing a lot of, like, you know, there's water on the ground. You can zap that with electricity. You can pick up a barrel that's got oil in it and not just blow it up, but, like, use a teleportation magic to, like, dump it over near a set of enemies, then light that on fire. So there's a lot of chain reactions happening. Or, like, there's a spell which, like, tethers you to another enemy or someone. So, like, if you take damage, they take damage too. So, like, all this stuff is kind of playing off each other, and they drop that into a turn-based game. And it works really, really well, is a ton of fun. And, like, a fascinating way how they developed it is the CEO was like, this is actually our vertical slice. And, you know, most of you are probably familiar with that term, but, like, the term vertical slice usually means, like, when you're building a game, you build, like, a highly polished, like, one level or one sequence to, like, demonstrate what your vision is for the whole thing before you build it. And they sent off to an external team, like, hey, try to make a tactics game out of Divinity. And they've been working at it. And then they just a couple of weeks ago greenlit it to full production based on this demo. Like, this is just a thing they uploaded to the servers for the developers to play. And they said, yo, this is cool. Let's just take it to PAX and see what people think. And so he's like, the reason it's all in polish, I was like, can I tab between my units? He's like, eventually. Yeah. Not in the prototype. But it was cool. And so they said, yeah, you know, we don't know when this is coming out because literally like a couple weeks ago we said, yeah, make it.
Make it, yeah.
And I'm super excited. It seems like we've talked, we talk a lot of tactics at Waypoint, but I think we all like have this dream of like XCOM with a story or like XCOM with fucking. But like there's a lot of
Whose dream?
Fire Emblem?
But that, seriously?
No, because like.
But so, and also Fire Emblem, like. The capital A, the story isn't that interesting. The relationships are interesting. And
the relationships are, that's...
The actual, like, the dragon coming from wherever, it's just not that good. It's just not. Are you the big Fire Emblem plot stan?
What happened in Fire Emblem Awakening?
That's a very good question. You know what?
Tune into next season.
We don't. Lore Reason Season 2. We don't have time for it right now, but it was good.
Oh.
That's what you need to know.
But Divinity is a game that...
Wait, real quick. Who's Marth?
Marth has... There's... Lucina...
Lucina shows up.
disguises herself as Marth and shows up in Fire Emblem Awakening. I didn't play the earlier ones, okay?
It's fine.
I thought Marth was Lucina for a long time until Austin corrected me.
It's fine.
So, anyway, Awakening's good.
It is good. The hard agree.
The story of Awakening is good.
So Divinity is like very known for having like an exceptional like characters and story. And so like what I'm excited about this is like maybe it's possibly like combining all the elements of what I'd like to see is like not just good tactics, not just good story, not just good characters, and like all that stuff together is like a really exciting prospect. So, cool. So far, sounds really interesting.
I don't have a slide for it, but I do want to shout out Phantom Brigade, which if you were at the Giant Bomb panel, I talked about very briefly. Really cool tactics game that, Rob, you told me to go check out. And I was like, wait, didn't I see that? And you described to me as being kind of Frozen Synapse-y. And I was like, that's not what I played a few years ago at like PAX Rising. Because what I played at PAX Rising was like a mech game that was like mech XCOM, basically. And instead, they're doing a thing now where the premise is you have your team of, like, it was the best pitch I've personally ever seen. He's like, have you seen 08MS team? And I was like, yes, yeah. I absolutely have. You're four, you know, mech pilots who are, it's a little bit more mecha, a little bit less kind of Western, kind of stompy mech. They're still very stompy. And the premise is, like, you have a special system in your mechs that can see the next 5 seconds into the future. And so you kind of have an Into the Breach sort of thing where you're kind of, you know what the enemy intends to do. But what you don't know is how they'll react to what you do or how physics plays out. Because these mechs like will fly into buildings, will destroy structures, will like step onto a tank and trip and fall. It was really cool.
Yeah, there's kind of a myth element almost in terms of like just stuff flying around the environment and being interactable, things having like a physical momentum and weight. I don't know, like my mech gun battle was so kinetic and fast paced that like because you're badly outnumbered, you'll always be badly outnumbered in this game. So it's all like fire and movement, and overall it ended up feeling like John Wick but with mechs is how it felt. Like it felt good. Like when your character rounds a corner and just like blows through a building with a
cool
machine gun.
Slide.
It's
it's really good.
It's good.
There's like a melee close range unit with a shotgun and a shield, and then a like assault rifle and pistol unit basically. And at one point, my shield unit was just like providing literal cover for my ranged unit, like with the shield. Shield gets blown off, arms get blown off. I'm like, well, I guess I should eject. And the dev was like, wait, no, you still have the body of the mech. Charge it in, and at the last second, eject. And so I tried to do that, but the enemy I was charging to like stepped forward. And I just slammed into a building, knocked the building over, but the process knocked the other mech over onto a tank, and it was just like really
so
cool.
I didn't get to play with the shield unit very much because, so I'm a classicist. Like, I think Phalanx is.
Thought you said
shield.
Classist. I was like, wait, we have to have a talk.
Classic liberal, Rob's acne.
But with a shield unit, immediately I was like, well, okay, that shield unit goes up front. And then your shooter goes behind the shield and like you fight in formation. That's how we're going to do this because that's what mechs do. They fight in formation. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Beyonce song
is
about.
Yeah, it turns out when you try to do that, the mech behind the guy with the shield just unloads a full clip into the back of the guy's head. And so like I basically like team killed my shield unit in the first and the guy tried to stop me. He was like, I'm not sure this is going to work out. And I was like, end turn, commit move. Let's see what happens.
And also, you understand, this game is beautiful. It has like SimCity 2015, like tilt shift, beautiful, like Instagram mode. And so I just love the idea of like, it's so beautiful in this little suburban town, in the back of the other mech.
Like Joe Pesci and Goodfellas. It was just
perfect. We put it off too long. Pato's getting anxious.
He literally pulled out his phone.
Are you texting us? Yeah. No. Are you?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We should do the test. God damn it. Oh, boy. Shout outs to the fan artist Nick for letting us use.
Where is Nick? Is he here?
Nick, are you here?
Hey.
Thank you.
Round of applause for Nick.
Incredible.
At LCOMART on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Say again?
At LCOMART on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, let's start the Mark of Mastery exam.
Wait, can you set this up for people who are, like, confused?
Yeah. Well, so.
Like us.
Wait.
Once upon a time, what?
There was a Keyblade War.
No.
In Union Cross.
Back when the world was still one.
All right, January.
So we're like, we're going to.
A Patrick and I.
True. This
were
is true.
Like, you. Yeah, we you. Should talk about Kingdom
okay,
Hearts.
Okay, no, we should go back further than that. Because what it was
first,
Patrick was like, we should do a Kingdom Hearts Waypoint 101. And I was like, if I don't like that game, it's just going to be me talking to a microphone about how much I don't like that game. And I don't want to shit on people who really like that game ahead of the thing that they've been waiting for 30 years. Like, it's rude.
It is rude.
And I don't want to do it that way. Uh-huh. And so I was like, I'm done. And then you kept brainstorming because you're both...
Well, then Natalie was interested in it. And I was like, well, maybe you and I will just do like a bonus pod that's like, I'll just
Let's love Kingdom Hearts.
Single bonus pod.
Like all Waypoint ideas start. And then it was like the story, like now I got interested in the story and I was like, well, maybe we should like specifically focus on the story. And then there was a podcast where talking about, I can't remember what we were talking about, but you as a total aside just said like lore reasons. And I remember like piping like, that's a good name for a podcast. And then after
and
the
then
podcast,
today you said,
was
that's
like,
a good name for a Patreon.
It's a great name for an actual podcast we should do, in which we celebrate a mythology, separate like the game part from it, and like approach it from like scientifically, academically, what is happening
totally
in this world.
Totally 100% accurate.
100% accurate.
Always.
So in Kingdom Hearts, characters become Keyblade wielders and then Keyblade masters if they've passed their Mark of Mastery exam.
You become a... Okay.
What?
Hold on.
Up already? Okay, you become a Keyblade wielder for a specific way. Do you, what's
you get
how,
touched.
There's a specific word, though.
You get woke.
You get woke. Uh-huh. You get
the
woke.
Power of awakening.
The power of awakening. That's not what it's called. What's it called?
Okay. All
oh,
I know,
you don't know. Kato?
What?
Aqua.
Do you know?
Know what? The bequeathing.
The bequeathing. Thank you. Thank
that
you
sounds
so
dirty.
Oh. No, it's not.
I like it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
This is
get
Kingdom
some help.
Hearts now. We're going
to
be...
We need to start this exam.
Okay. Next slide.
Anyway, we've been thinking about Kingdom Hearts for like a million years
now. And now we're going to take our Mark of Mastery exam. So let's see how this goes.
Yeah. Okay. So rules are we're going to have points. Everyone's going to have a point system.
Okay.
There's an amount of points you have to reach to pass.
Shit.
Shit. We don't know anything, by the way. We don't know what these questions
are. Are you going to declare that value?
I forgot to study, of course.
We tried to before, but then you yelled at me.
Yep. If I'm not going to study, you can't.
All right.
Mine's by choice.
What are you whispering about?
Nothing.
Nope.
Do you guys?
You forgot your fucking cue, okay?
Whoa. You said there was going to be music.
There will be.
Go.
Where are you going?
What is happening?
What is, oh, no. Where's Patrick? Is Patrick in...
Is he okay? What is...
Is he fucking... Are you...
I swear to God, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm so mad.
Nobody told us.
Was there supposed to... Is that... Is the music over?
No, it's supposed to
Was something supposed to happen?
It's happening.
Is
I
it?
Thought you were going to do this out front.
Is Patrick naked right now?
No. No, that's why I thought he was just going to do it.
I can't quite see.
Yeah, he's behind. I can't see behind
the
curtain.
You didn't have a code word for this?
I was supposed to start introducing the rules of the thing. He was supposed to interrupt me.
And then do what?
And then this happens.
This exact thing.
How long did he think this would take?
Stop it.
Is this
30 seconds?
Is this why you were so concerned about time?
Yes! Shit like this is gonna keep happening.
Keep happening?
What do you mean keep happening?
Wait, how many costume changes are in this show?
I cannot deal. I put this type of panel behind me. Are you gonna cry now? I can kind of see. Kato, did you put a 30-second music
loop? It's a 30-second
loop. Did you think that it was only going to take 30
seconds?
Like a
minute, maybe, you know?
Sometime later.
And clean is the way that it'll make you feel tonight. Welcome to Waypoint.
Sora shows up.
Why are you?
Ahoy, the hearties.
Oh, God.
Got my buckles. Let's go.
ready.
I also have a costume.
Oh, it's the Master of Masters.
The
is
Master
here.
Of Masters is here.
It's Beto.
It's good.
Look at
Get
these.
Get those away.
Look at these.
It fits you like
this. I have tears in my eyes. I don't know what's going on
don't
inside.
Fall. Please don't fall.
I ordered the teen size. It's like a charm.
What are the questions?
Okay, we're gonna have to read. Gonna have Rob read these out. These were for
Rob's submitted. Gonna read these out.
Yeah, submitted through Twitter. Thank you all very much to everyone who submitted a question. I might have reworded
well,
them
to, like,
or missed y'all. Sorry,
no.
He could have been studying back there, Natalie. Unfair.
Cheating. God damn it.
I've gained a lot of knowledge in the last. How long was that? Too long.
You were too long.
We're gonna walk to a good bar.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right, Moon.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Don't start writing yet.
Why?
Put pencils down.
Okay,
all right.
Sorry.
Read it out.
All right. Moon Java and Aaron SXL ask, name two types of heartless. Bonus, how do you tell them apart?
Oh.
Go.
You know I haven't played these games. You know I've watched Explainers.
Yeah.
We didn't cover this.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it.
We did.
Okay. That's on me then.
Meter's running, Austin.
Nah. Listen, sometimes the masters need someone to just drive them around, and I'll be that person.
Oh! Yeah. Okay.
Did this happen in grad school a lot?
Yeah, no. You don't do this in grad school. You write papers. That's all the time?
That's it.
All right.
Don't look at my answers.
I didn't. You looked at mine. You looked at mine, and then said, don't look at my answers.
Ooh.
Wait, Rob's got to read them.
Okay.
Well, do we need to hear their answers?
Yeah, read them. Patrick,
oh, wait, these aren't
out.
In... Okay.
Well, I'm reading? I thought Rob was going to read them.
Let Rob read them.
Mine's okay.
No, read yours. Read yours.
Sentence.
Read yours.
Okay.
Patrick,
oh,
please.
Oh, yep.
Sorry.
Nobody.
Wrong.
What? Clones. Parentheses, wrong word.
That... Oh!
So that's negative points?
This is why I didn't answer. I know how tests work. I just won't answer. No
Natalie.
Negative points.
Wait, this system could be abused. Okay, there is...
I have the bonus answer.
What's the bonus answer?
Natalie has the conch.
Bullshit.
You don't get the...
No, it's not. We talked about that.
You don't get the bonus if you fucked up.
Shut up. There's the real heartless who are pure darkness. They're like the pure heartless that are just born out of darkness.
Skeptical Kato.
There's the other one, which is from people. And when the people lose...
Hold on. What are the types? What are they called?
I don't remember. Do I have to have the name? I'm describing them.
That's not how answers work.
I would get partial credit.
Partial credit?
C. No.
Half?
What is
maybe?
It? What
do you have the bonus?
What's the bonus?
How can you tell them apart?
Oh.
And
bonus. There are
the
some
emblem,
that
the emblem. Ding.
That's
Dang
bonus.
That's one point.
That's 1 point.
You got nothing.
One
I got
point?
Nothing.
All right.
That's it.
Let's go.
I got nothing.
All right. Next up.
What was the
so wait,
the
answering
answer?
Wrong is negative points, but not answering is zero.
That's how tests work.
Yeah.
I was a teacher.
That really does seem fair.
Huh? What was the
answers were pure blood and emblem.
Pure blood.
I said pure.
No idea. I don't even remember.
How you tell them apart
did
is
we talk about this on the podcast?
No.
I yes. said pure.
We talked about this shit. We pulled up a wiki and read it out loud.
That's I said not, pure.
That doesn't jog
you said
my
pure.
Memory.
That's half credit. I should get 1.5. 1.5 points.
No. Is like Ansem pure blood? Is the pure blood ones the ones that look like people, or is that a third category?
No, the only difference is we don't have time.
First question.
Okay.
Next question.
Oh.
All right,
no,
Moon Java.
Pen down.
Oh,
pen down.
Moon Java and at dat goofer. Who is Diz?
Yeah, nice.
Bonus, what does Diz stand for?
Can I write?
Go.
It's like.
This is good music for how they're going to do.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wait, what was the second half of the question?
What does Diz stand for?
Oh.
That's wrong, but the first part's right. That's no time!
All right.
We gotta move!
Okay.
Go.
Austin, you didn't go last time.
I sure didn't. Ansem the Wise. And I've written down Darkness in Zero.
What's Nailed good? It.
2 points. Whew.
Diz is Ants and the Wise, but black question mark.
That's true.
Reason.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't get the second one.
It's not good to start with a right answer. Xehanort, but other Xehanort, like one of the 12.
The 12?
Hey, guess what? You're still wrong.
Somehow.
So Austin 2.
Austin 2.
Natalie 1. Yeah.
Back okay. in it.
Next up.
All right. Damien V.S.
Oh, what, I know.
What is the name of Sora's Keyblade?
Don't look at my thingy.
No cheating. Watch.
Okay. No bonus for this one? I could tell you the charm on it.
Damn.
You can't invent bonus questions.
Why not?
Cause, please.
Okay, done. Okay.
Oh. Shit. You're not gonna listen to the whole song?
That's my desktop. Don't look at it.
Natalie.
No, Patrick, because he's going to be wrong.
I like your shoes.
Thank you. My answer is, let Kyrie do shit in this series.
One?
No one's allowed to say that's wrong.
You can't play to the
people. Love it.
I'll get rid of your negative mark.
Yes. Back at zero.
The Kingdom Key, and it has a Mickey Mouse charm on it.
Oh, is that all?
Nah.
A King Mickey charm on it.
It's the, what the is Mickey's
it?
Head.
It has a name, though, doesn't it?
It's the Kingdom Key.
No, I mean the charm.
Oh, you didn't ask for the name.
You
didn't ask
the
for
bonus.
Any of this.
You asked for the bonus question. That's
I said
you.
I could describe the charm.
You didn't.
No.
I said I could say what's, no, what no. the
We're
charm is.
We're on video.
You get one.
All right.
You get one.
Whatever.
What do you
like, that's Kingdom a negative
Keyblade.
Point, right?
Kingdom Keyblade.
Wait, do you know the name of the charm?
No, I don't fucking know it, but I know it has a name.
What is it?
Does anyone know the name of the charm?
Thank
Fuck
you.
Shit. Really? I thought they had names in two.
You're wrong.
I tried to throw
so
this and it didn't
go away.
Give me 2 points.
It was so close to a negative point.
All right. I got that. We both got that.
Okay.
Okay, right. Next.
Oh, yes!
Death Goof and at Super Biased Man ask, what is the significance of the 100 Acre Wood book to the universe of Kingdom Hearts?
The universe or the games?
Universe.
Fuck.
Oh. Scratching that out. Okay.
I'll ask for a short answer.
And then what happened was
that's a lot of writing.
You
stop.
And to finish
pens
a word.
Down. No, pens down. Natalie.
Okay, the first thing I had that I scratched out was to level up your character.
Yeah.
The second and get the honeypot keyblade. In 3.
Spoilers.
No Kingdom Hearts 3 spoilers.
Fuck, we're
apart
so
from that.
I'm really sorry.
That's
I really
not a
didn't
big
mean
one.
To say
that.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
To show Sora that you can have friends, space or enter to be friends.
Yeah, Sora would have never known about friends if not.
So,
No.
Okay.
That's what you wrote, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote.
That's nothing. All right, Austin.
I've written, they go in there and have a good time with friends, and then you unlock the sphere grid.
I'll give you one. That was almost two, because technically the bonus would have been if you had the specific thing from one game, so that's okay. One.
That wasn't, you'd have to say a bonus ahead of time.
No.
You can't have secret bonus.
Secret bonus.
Secret bonuses.
Honey's great on toast.
That's true.
It's
but
true.
Wrong.
I'll take it.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Stop writing! Put it down!
Oh.
Start, ask the question then.
Name all 3 of the Twilight Town kids.
No. Do I get bonus points if I write both of their names down?
It says what? Three.
There's three.
No, no, no. But I mean, they're secret names that we only know the answers to.
Oh, oh.
No.
That's fuck. Not it. Oh, shit.
Stop.
All right.
Pin sound.
Got it.
Okay.
Patrick.
Omelet.
One.
Bacon. Spinach.
That's what I had for breakfast this morning.
Negative three. All right.
Olet. Omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Pence. I wrote down Bannon, which is not true. I know that's wrong.
Steve Bannon?
I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. I remembered it was like Hannon. Hammond.
Austin.
I got Pence. I got Olet / Omelet. And I wrote down Ricky Bobby. Is that not it? How close is Ricky Bobby?
What's the answer?
Hainer.
Hainer.
Fuck Hainer.
No points
Hainer.
That round.
Get a better name.
Wait, we don't get points for a partial?
No.
Wait, so we don't get...
No one gets
points.
We don't
get all points.
That's a 3 point.
If you, real talk, if you know three people, if you're like, you run into three people at PAX and you only know two of their names, and you're like, oh, Pence, Omelet, that's good enough.
Next
you
question. Need, sometimes next you question.
Samuel B. Upton asks, what causes a rock to hit Goofy in the head finally, seemingly killing him? Justice finds Goofy at last.
Oh.
Sounds like a good series.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can't. What are you doing? Don't share
Patrick,
it.
Patrick, what'd you get?
I already finished mine. That's not right.
That might be right. That might be right.
Who could say?
That might be right.
No more.
Well, we'll find
Stop.
Out now.
Pens.
Patrick?
Copyright law? Rock monster that made Mickey mad?
No. Pete. No. You were so confident.
I lost it.
The Heartless attacked them on that cliff.
That's too fucking generic.
I mean, look.
The Heartless
that's
attacked you the whole
they
game.
Just said that's basically it. That's basically it.
That's not specific enough.
Wait.
We need to deliberate.
The Heartless are attacking the cliff.
Rob gets to pick. Rob is the decider.
The Rock.
Yes, the Heartless hits the rock. You see them on the fucking lid.
What does it say on your
Rob is the least biased.
The Heartless attacked them on that cliff.
Attack them on that cliff. They're on a cliff.
The Heartless are like up. I remember this so. It's a beautiful shot.
Why are
they're on top of a cliff. You can barely see them. They move in the distance. It's sort of like that great scene in City of God where you know some shit's about to pop off. If you've seen City of God, let me tell you, that dance hall scene is wild. And then the Heartless show up.
I mean, there's a cliff, there's a Heartless attack. I think he nailed it.
Okay.
What's the...
All right. Apparently, the correct answer is a Heartless shooting a wall, or we also would have taken Goofy trying to save Mickey.
That's it's okay, Goofy's that's fault true. For that's getting actually, in the way of the rock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Goofy.
Literally what happened.
Right, yes. Tim O'Neill asks, which of these characters are voiced by Mandy Moore in the Kingdom Hearts franchise? Kyrie.
Put down your pen!
I'm
Kyrie,
clicking.
Rapunzel, Eris, or Aqua?
Don't cheat! I can see you!
What did
I'm
I do?
I'm not changing my answer. I'm just
wow,
looking.
Why don't you describe it again?
I already wrote...
Wow. Wow.
Have you written one name? One name?
Yes! Circled. I'm good. I flipped it over.
That's very funny.
Wrong, aren't I?
Austin's. What was Austin's answer?
I wrote none. Trick question, motherfucker. Because they didn't get her for the one.
Natalie. Wrong.
Fuck.
It was Aqua.
Patrick?
Aerith?
Aerith!
Hey!
Stop!
Who didn't they...
You have 1 point.
Okay, but wait. Kingdom Hearts 3 is missing one superstar from its all-star Disney voice cast.
Yeah.
So is that not
that
true?
Wasn't the question.
Oh.
The question was, in Kingdom Hearts 1,
so wait, they got
Mandy
her for
Moore
that.
Was Aerith.
Wow. Yeah. Shout outs to Mandy Moore doing it. I'll take the L.
On the board. Am I?
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings Dan asks, what did Xemnas say his goal for Organization 13 was in Kingdom Hearts 2?
Say his goal. Mm.
In 2?
Yes, what was his avowed objective?
Oh.
So when Patrick's doing that dance, does like Sora dance a lot, or is Patrick just an asshole?
He's just fucking around, yeah.
Okay.
That's just Patrick. Patrick being Patrick.
No, wait, wait, fuck.
Stop.
Stop.
Shit.
All right. Austin.
What are you doing?
Backward.
Austin.
Okay. I wrote to create conflict and bring Kingdom Hearts into being.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, this is a weird...
To make the Keyblade.
No.
Take over Kingdom Hearts and spread darkness everywhere. I went generic.
No.
Because I feel like I can appeal to Kato.
Okay, his stated goal, what he told the rest of the organization, was in order to, if they made an artificial Kingdom Hearts, they could get hearts of their own.
Oh.
I would have also taken as a bonus, his real objective was to create Kingdom Hearts and then fuse with it so that he can become godlike and then take over the world.
Right, of course.
A Final Fantasy game.
We're probably nowhere near the points we need.
Moon Java asks...
No, this is great.
We need more time.
Name as many of the original members of...
Stop it!
Organization 13 as you can. Do you think it makes a difference at this point, Kato? Bonus.
If it doesn't, then I should start.
What are their original names?
Go.
So are you disappointed in how they're doing so far, given
Absolutely.
How far you've come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they had learned something, you know? We went on such a journey together.
This is why I take notes.
See, nothing
do you think lore reasons just didn't have enough lore?
We had all of it in. All of this was in the show.
One, two, three, four,
I made
five.
Sure.
Oh.
The fuck is that motherfucker's name?
A fine Disney property.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
He goes like, what?
Good.
Oh, he's the Wonderwall kid.
Right? No, I got him. Him I got. I got both of them.
Who else is there?
This is good. What is this?
This is the Kingdom Hearts soundtrack.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Okay.
This is a bop.
Skrillex. It is.
Trying to draw strength from this.
Oh,
you looked
God.
At my sheet.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Stop.
I swear I did not. I swear.
Pens down. All right.
Patrick will be quick.
How many?
Saix, who's Issa.
Fuck.
Axel, who's Lee.
Yep.
Marluxia, who the fuck knows. Zigbar, don't remember. Roxas. Demix. D-E-M-Y-X is what I've written. Okay. And then I've, in like with a star, with a quote, Shion, because she isn't actually part of it, but she hangs out with them. She's like the 14th member, but she's not an actual member.
All right. Those all counted. Yeah, good job.
Larxene.
Oh.
My queen. Marluxia, okay. Who was, I don't remember. Demix. Evan.
Oh, Evan.
Briggs.
Evan's not right, right? Hmm. No, but Evan's his original name, not
his. Vexen. Vexen.
That's
Vexen.
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 A point.
Okay.
Even though if you don't, that's fine.
Brag and Zigbar.
Great.
Xemnas and Ansem, right? Ienzo, I don't remember their ex name. Axel and Lee.
All right, Patrick.
I choose to not answer as to not accrue any negative points.
You couldn't name one. One.
You have.
I have. Axel. All
right, final. That counts. Final.
We're final question?
Question.
Okay. It all comes down to this.
Aristopan asks, to the best of your ability, please recreate Natalie's version of the drum solo from In the Air Tonight.
We have to write this?
No, you have to do it.
Oh.
Well, we have to write it first?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you're doing notation?
I was.
No. Okay, so we got to pay attention. I have the actual file here. How close do they get?
I think it is douche, da douche, da douche, da douche, douche.
Okay. No, it's not.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. I wish
no,
it was
it's
that.
Not. No, it's not.
Natalie?
It's. douche, do, douche, do, douche, do, douche, do, douche.
And Rob? Do, douche,
do, douche, do, douche, douche.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Okay, stop, 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 stop. It was me. Wait, we should do a clap. We should do a clap thing. For Austin, clap if you think he got it. Patrick?
So,
okay.
So
okay, what? Me.
Natalie.
What do you think? Natalie?
I think Patrick really got the spirit of it.
Sounds
this
good.
Gonna keep us from getting our master.
Are you fucking
this
kidding
me? This is gonna keep us from getting our master. It's gonna happen.
Wait, that was a joke, right?
All right.
It was your original.
Douche, 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 douche.
Yeah, but you've learned too much about In the Air Tonight since then.
No, because the In the Air Tonight actually is douche at the beginning.
You should give her a point for being wrong still.
All right, so you needed 10 points to pass. At the bottom, Sora, of course.
Yeah, not passing, just like the video game. Yeah.
Austin, with 9 points.
Oh!
You know what? That's all right. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to learn how to awaken some hearts. I'll
and
be fine.
Natalie, with 11.
You were Riku. You were Riku all along.
You can have them.
Thank you so much.
You can have them.
Congratulations. Don't put that. Oh, you don't know where that's.
True lore master.
It couldn't have gone better.
How are those gloves already this dirty?
That's hand,
for fashion.
Hand residue.
The package made it imply that it came with a hair, spiky hair. And then I told Kyle, I was like, I'm going to buy some on the floor. And then I was with Austin the whole time. There's like no chance for me to go buy some spiky hair.
Thank everyone for coming out. Our names are up there. Thank you so much for your support. Enjoy the rest of the show. Friend, give me 1 point.
I'm a Keyblade master.
You're a Keyblade master.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
First town, that's it.
Let me just do one union quas.
One union quas.
One union quas, please.
I'm making a tweet.
About.
Where are we going to be? Oh, yeah, Twitch.tv. So
I put one out if you just want to retweet it.
I did, but
we need to blast it.
T-minus 7 minutes. Until we fail our kingdom.
It took me a minute to realize what's going on here.
Yourself?
This is very good.
Isn't it?
Oh, is it so?
Did you touch up the image on him at all to make it match the color grading?
That's just how it
looks. That's how it was. I saw it and was like, that's a fucking
Marina.
Yeah.
That fucking photo is unbelievable. The Patrick one is unbelievable.
It's a renaissance.
Did you see what Cato did? The Cato put it into the Caravaggio?
The alternative is, I determined it's like the cover art for my Netflix comedy special.
I was like, I didn't see Patrick in the image until like just now.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's what my comedy special will,
It looks like you're starring in an opera.
Gotcha.
Oh shit!
It looks great.
It looks incredible.
It looks incredible.
The face you make when you find out about Evangelion.
It's Evangelion, according to Dan Reichert.
I just typed twitch.ava because I was thinking of Ava. What's this for?
Don't invite Dan.
This is for. I should have brought my Kingdom Hearts journal.
Or actually invite him.
I have one.
He
gave me
something.
One. I left it at home on my floor.
Mistakes.
Twitch.tv/waypoint. Is that right?
Yeah. Are you on here?
What's here?
On
Twitch? No, we shouldn't have Twitch chat up.
We're
hosted.
We're hosting.
Hosted.
Did you see this Lyft email for them going public?
Yeah, what the
They're
fuck?
Going
it's
public?
Amazing.
Why would they just...
Why is it amazing?
It's the most like... It's like neoliberalism .doc.
No. They want to become public.
They
want
to become a bus.
They want to invent the bus.
No, but they're also having their IPO.
Oh, they're actually going public.
Disrupt the bus.
Yeah, that's why they were slashing driver rates, was so that the valuation would be higher. And they'd want to do this just before they have their IPO, because this is when the manager's share is going to be highest. But the email they sent out was, for once, the good thing, the right thing, the business thing can be the same thing.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Forever.
Welcome to the Waypoint panel, where we're already shit-talking major corporations before the show even starts. What's up, Kato? You said,
Fuck. I said fuck.
Oh, you said,
Fuck who? Lyft? Whoever. Lyft.
Fuck whoever.
Fuck
What's in that?
Them.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Hydrogen dioxide.
Great.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, water.
Oh, hydrogen okay.
H2O.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, what's the thing?
Hydrogen dioxide?
Yeah, oh my Lord. Too.
Okay. I trust you.
It's not, that's
Did
not
you
right.
think it was that thing from Ancient Aliens last night?
Yes.
It's wrong.
Oh,
is that true?
It's two hydrogens.
H2.
H2O.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
I
right.
fucked it up.
I was right.
Okay.
You're right.
Thank you. I took chemistry. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Everyone clap for Natalie's incredible chemistry skills.
Oh, my God.
You do a warm open. This is like a cold open.
So it's dihydrogen oxide, right?
I think so. I don't know.
That's why.
Yeah, it's not two O's.
Two O's is a different thing, and I'm pretty sure that'll fuck
kill
you up.
Yeah, fuck you up.
You'll have a bad time. Oh, okay. Good to know. Next time I'm drinking chemistry water.
Everyone heard that.
How do I mute this mic?
Chemical, really.
It's dihydrogen monoxide.
Monoxide.
That's basically what I said. I just didn't put the Latin in
but
front
you
of the
don't
second
ever,
line.
You don't ever want mono.
You don't want mono?
No.
Different strokes. Just a friendly reminder from Greyhound. How do we do? Hi, Natalie. Why is your name on this email?
Wait, why am I?
Hi, Natalie. I got one that said, hi, Austin.
What?
Yeah, when you sent us the thing, it's like, hi,
weird.
Austin.
None of us are who we actually are.
No.
Just like Kingdom Hearts.
I'm in your heart.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're in mine.
That's how it works.
That's how that works.
I'm so nervous about this test.
Me too.
We tried to study.
You should be.
Yeah, seriously.
I need Roxas here.
If only Roxas
shows up.
Roxas shows up. Yeah.
Check the
if
internet.
If Riku shows up, I will cry. I will absolutely just
Roxas,
lay down.
Roxas is just on Reddit shitposting.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's the angriest one.
He has the most reason. No, you know what?
Who has the most reason?
For angst?
Yeah.
Roxas, because his summer vacation was canceled.
Yeah, but like Kyrie, Shion, Naminé.
Okay, obviously Kyrie, Shion, Naminé, Aqua Squad needs
they
every reparations.
Any woman.
Every woman. In Kingdom Hearts.
Kairi's grandma needs something. I don't know.
How's she doing these days?
I don't know. I saw her one time.
Did you ever see her around? Well, you think she's still around?
Who? This is what we
she
should
was old.
Should put
Bakken
here. I don't like Bakken.
She'll be fine.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think so.